Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting second. The center fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting third. The left fielder, Will Cordero. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jeff Fry. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Valentin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Scott Hatteberg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chris Hammond. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gerald Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The DH, Todd Dunn. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Cal Eldred. And now, play ball. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bragg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cordero strikes out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Bragg. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Bragg steals second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Burnitz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cirillo strikes out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jefferson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Burnitz who is chasing the ball. Jefferson reaches third base with a triple. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jefferson scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fry moves to third. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Valentin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0 Red Sox. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatteberg for the out. One out. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Garcia Parra is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia Parra is hit by the pitch. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bragg strikes out. 2 outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordero is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordero hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops it up and throws to first, with Eldred covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Todd Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn strikes out. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Jefferson hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Fry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fry reaches second base with a double. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Fry. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Fry steals third. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fry scores. It's 7-0, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hatteberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatteberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatteberg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cordero. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Hatteberg and he is safe. Williams steals third. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernitz scores. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cirillo moves to second. Todd Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cirillo scores. Nilsson moves to second. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Loretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Loretta reaches second base with a double. Nilsson scores. Dunn goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske is 0-for-1 in the game. Mieske hits a line drive towards third. Fry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garcia Parra is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garcia Parra hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bragg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bragg hits a fly ball into center field. Vernitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cordero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentin bunts towards the mound. Hammond picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hammond. Valentin moves to second. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny is 0-for-1 in the game. Matheny bunts towards first. Vaughn fields the ball and throws to Hammond covering. Safe. Valentin moves to third. Mark Brandenburg now pitching. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams is hit by the pitch. Matheny moves to second. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Vaughn, and into shallow right field. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Valentin scores. Matheny scores. Williams moves to third. It's Red Sox, 7, Brewers, 7. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Vernitz moves to third. It's 8-7, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Vernitz scores. Cirillo moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-7, Brewers. Todd Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dunn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cirillo moves to third. Nilsson moves to second. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Loretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Loretta is walked intentionally. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mieske is 0-for-2 in the game. Mieske hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Cirillo scores. Nilsson moves to third. Loretta moves to second. It's 10-7, Brewers. John Waston now pitching. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Valentin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nilsson scores. Loretta scores. Mieske moves to third. It's 12-7, Brewers. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fry fields it and throws to second for the out. Mieske scores. 2 outs. It's 13-7, Brewers. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 13-8, Brewers. Reggie Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Jefferson takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fry hits a pop-up towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary strikes out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eldred fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Red Sox 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Vaughn Eshelman now pitching. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnetz is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Burnetz strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cirillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Cirillo. The throw from Hatteberg and he is safe. Cirillo steals second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson strikes out. 2 outs. Todd Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dunn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joel Adamson now pitching. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatteberg hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garcia Parra hits a line drive into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bragg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bragg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Red Sox 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Loretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Stanley pinch hits for Reggie Jefferson. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Vaughn moves to third. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fry hits a ball on the ground into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Vaughn scores. Stanley scores. It's 13-10, Brewers. Shane Mack pinch hits for Troy O'Leary. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson juggles the ball. That's an error on Nilsson. Fry scores. That run is unearned. It's 13-11, Brewers. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to second. Two outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatteberg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Red Sox 11. The Brewers will come to bat. Shane Mack now playing center field. Darren Bragg now playing right field. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Matheny is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Matheny hits a line drive into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burnitz is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Burnitz hits a line drive into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Red Sox 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Fetter's now pitching. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garciaparra is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bragg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cordero is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cordero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Red Sox 11. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cirillo is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra misplays the ball. That's an error on Garciaparra. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dunn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dunn strikes out. Two outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Cirillo. The throw from Hatteberg and he is safe. Cirillo steals second. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Loretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Red Sox 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Unroe now playing first base. Doug Jones now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Unroe scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fry is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Fry hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 13, and Boston Red Sox, 11. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.